I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sports ad free. That's amazon.com/sports ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, welcome to In the Pink, sponsored by Bose. Stay home, stay healthy, stay connected.
How would you assess your season so far?
Yeah, crazy season and crazy year indeed. My season so far, I can definitely take positives. I can take positives that I've been able to really improve on many areas in terms of performance, and on average, especially race pace, has been a lot better than any year before. And we can see it from the numbers and from all the statistics that the team keeps. So that's good. But also, again, not really the luckiest year of mine. You know, there's been quite a few races that I feel like I should have had it, but obviously didn't. But it's never easy against Lewis. That's how it is. And you know, I feel like I always need to perfect things if I want to beat Lewis. So that's something I'll keep pushing for the future and try to do that in the future.
I mean, as you say, it can't be easy being held up against the greatest driver of all time, at least statistically, you know, arguably some would say others. But the fact that he is your benchmark is tough, but it means you continually raise your game.
Yeah, for sure it's tough, but like you said, it's all also that keeps me pushing. I think if I would have been a teammate of any other driver on the grid for these few years, I don't think I would have made these kind of steps as a driver that I've done with this team. So it definitely keeps me pushing, and it's a great motivation for me to try and beat him. You know, that's what really keeps me going. And even though there's many defeats that I've had to, you know, admit and take and to learn from. But eventually, you know, if I just keep working, keep, you know, turning those mistakes and defeats into experience, and that I can learn from them and get better through those, there will be a point in my career that there will be success. You know, that's how it goes. So that's why I'm not going to give up.
Yeah. Obviously, the accident at the weekend is sort of fresh in everyone's mind. I mean, it was shocking to see. What are your reflections on it now? We look back a few days later.
Yeah, shocking. I think every driver and everyone who was watching was really shocked and no doubt was afraid of the worst that could happen. But I was so happy myself to see him getting out of from the car. Hearing the news, and it's amazing, you know, obviously a freak accident, but also he had some luck on his side, and it was not his time to go yet. So I'm really, really glad it ended up like it did. And again, I'm sure this, as the FIA has been doing a great job for the safety, like we saw now. Again, you know, there might be things that possibly we could do even better. So yeah, I'm just glad about the outcome.
And how difficult was it for you to race on after it? I mean, I've spoken to a couple of the drivers who said they felt it was a bit unfair to replay the accident on the big screens. What did you think?
I did see the replay, yes, and I could see that it was coming over and over again. But there was a point that I decided that I don't want to see it again. I knew, I heard that Romain was fine. That was the main thing. So then I didn't allow myself anymore to watch that footage or try and let that take any focus away from the race, because I knew there's going to be a restart. I knew that there's going to be another opportunity for me still to have a good race, which didn't end up that way. But that was the thing in my mind, knowing he was okay. Then I just really wanted to focus on the race, and I don't know how many times they replayed it, apparently a lot, which you can always debate if it's right or wrong. The main thing, he was okay.
What do you do as a professional racing driver to sort of compartmentalize? Are you able just to block that out and race on?
When I got in the car, it was not on my mind anymore. I managed to block it out. If you want to, you know, be 100% of your capability of performance, you need to be able to block out anything, any issue or anything that is going on. That's how it is. So the time actually waiting for the restart, I was mainly spending chatting with the engineers about the race start, you know, what I can do better for the next start, and then, you know, the strategy, you know, what tires should we use, because you can obviously during the red flag you can change tires. So all these things that kept me busy and focused. And when I was in the car, only thing I was thinking was the race start and how I can make most out of it.
That's good. Yeah, always keep busy. That's a good attitude. Now, obviously, talking of busyness, busy times, Lewis has got COVID. I mean, this is, you couldn't write it, could you? And then steps George Russell to be your teammate at the weekend. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, as well, you know, shocking news that Lewis got positive COVID test. And main thing, I think at the moment, he's feeling okay. That's the last thing I heard. And really hope that he keeps strong and gets well soon. And for George, it's a great opportunity. You know, I've been in that situation before, actually. Yeah, you know, I was with Williams as well, and then they managed to let me go to Mercedes. So it's a great opportunity for George. And if you look at it, think about it from Williams' side, I'm sure, you know, George can also collect some good information from the Mercedes car, the feeling of the car, the setup, all these kind of things that I'm sure he's going to help Williams to try and, you know, fix a few issues with their car. So it's, I think it's a win-win in that sense. And I guess the team, as George has been pretty strongly linked to Mercedes for a long time, they want to give him this opportunity and see how he does. On the other hand, I feel a bit sorry for Stoffel. I think he's already arrived in Bahrain. It's the second time this year that, you know, there could have been a seat for him, which I believe, you know, he would have also earned it. So, but yeah, I'm not the one making the decision anyway, so I'm happy to race with George in the same car and see how he goes.
And does it change anything for you? Does it change your approach in any way? Because you're now kind of the lead driver of the team. You're the elder statesman. You're the one with all the experience. How does that play out?
I don't think it's going to change much. Of course, I try to, you know, if there's a debate with the setup or if there's anything that I can show the way, which direction to go, of course, I'll try and do that. But it doesn't really otherwise change the approach of the weekend in any case. So, like last week, I'm here to win the race. That's all what is in my mind. And of course, make the most out of the, in terms of learnings again from the weekend, because we are racing for sure for the wins, but we need to keep in mind also the future and maximize the learnings with the car. Anything we can learn in the last two races is going to benefit us next year.
Thanks so much for listening to In the Pink. I hope you've enjoyed the podcast you've listened to so far. Please don't forget to rate, review and subscribe. Check out our Instagram page at in_the_pink. And you get all the details there about how you can win some of those Bose noise cancelling headphones. And join the community. We're all talking about the various guests that we've had on the podcast and who we'd like to see and hear in the next few weeks. So thank you for joining us. Stay with us. Stay healthy. Stay home. Stay connected with Bose.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.